Everyone that be here this morning. We're always grateful to have visitors visiting with us. If you are a visitor, would you please just lift your hand so that our ushers may see you and present you with a card that you may fill out. And pin the little ribbon on your lapel where we can see it and get with you and meet with you after the service. Now, do we have anyone present this morning who have gone out into Christian service from here? If you, if anyone is present, would you please stand so we can recognize you? I think that I'm right, Dr. Twine, right? We're glad to have you. Anyone else? Betty LeBlanc, she's been with us a long time. We're always glad to have you back, Betty, each and every one of you. And we're especially glad to have you on another occasion to honor our pastor on his 35th wedding anniversary to South Norfolk Baptist Church. When I say wedding, anytime you stay in a job 35 years, you are married to it. And reading some of the highlights of his ministry in the magazine coming to the Daily Paper. Current. I see that quite often others have tried to persuade him to divorce us and follow them. But fortunately, we still have him. And he's still doing a wonderful job in his ministry in South Norfolk Baptist Church. And we thank him.
Turn with me to hymn number 52 as we stand together, please. Pray together.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Thou who dost give us strength and hope for tomorrow, and Thou who hast seen us through the many years in the past, we come this morning first of all in gratitude for the love and care that Thou hast shown unto us as we have worshiped together and worked together here in this church. We thank Thee, dear Lord, for the leadership that we have had for these past 35 years. And dear Lord, we pray Thy blessings upon this, our leader, in the coming years. And now, dear Lord, as we come to join together in worship this morning, we pray that our hearts shall be attuned, that we may reach one and all to Thee and to Thy glory. Help us now, dear Lord, that everything that we shall do here today shall be done to glorify Thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to do something I didn't tell him I was going to do, but Miss Hughes, will you come up and stand beside Mr. Hughes for just a few minutes, please? You know, it was way back last spring sometime when somebody came to me and to several others and said, you know, next year the pastor will be with us 35 years. We really ought to do something. And everybody said, uh-huh, and, you know, we just let it go at that. Well, I guess about November that doing something got into full swing, and we have been working, and everybody has wanted to have a part, and you know, the hardest thing in the world when you're on a committee is to decide who to give a job to when you know there are so many capable people that can do it. So we've opened it up, and I think the whole church has had an opportunity to have some part in today's celebration, and I just want to thank you before we even get into it for all that you have done. But our celebration today is not just for one person, because we've had two people with us that have worked side by side for these 35 years, and so I asked them to come up because I felt like you needed to hear some of the letters that have come in, and they needed to know that they are for both of them, not just one. And we're so happy to have Horace to make it. I didn't know he was going to get to be here, or I'd have had him up here on the pulpit too, and the others who have come in. Before I read these letters, I'd like to see just all of you who were here 35 years ago when the preacher first came to be with us. How about you stand, and let's just see how many were here. That is real nice, I think. And I think you see that there are many of them there. Their children and their grandchildren are seated, but they came along during these 35 years. First, we have a telegram. I'm sure the preacher's been on the phone most of the morning with messages, but this one comes from William M. Jones from the First Baptist Church in Clinton, North Carolina, and says, congratulations on 35 glorious years for the Master, which wish I could be there today. And then this one is addressed to you people, the church. Dear friends, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for the invitation to the 35th anniversary service for Reverend and Ms. Frank Hughes, Jr. I am sorry, because of the teaching commitments, I will not be able to attend this outstanding function. However, I would like to share my strong feelings concerning the outstanding leadership with Brother Hughes, which Brother Hughes has provided your church over the years. He and his wife have done an outstanding job at South Norfolk, and the influence of their ministry has been felt by many people throughout the whole area. I am so grateful for the impact which Frank Hughes had upon my life as a young boy at Broad Creek Baptist Church. Although he was there just a brief time, I was very much impressed by him as a model for ministry, and later influenced my own decision to enter the ministry. I know you as a church have been very grateful for his leadership over the years. I wish I could be there to help you celebrate. As I cannot, I wish God's richest blessings upon your fine church, upon the continuing ministry of the Hughes there at South Norfolk. The Lord bless you. Sincerely, James L. Blevins, Associate Pastor, New Testament Interpretation at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And then this next one says, Dear Brother and Miss Hughes, it is impossible to count the number of blessings that have enriched the lives of thousands of people who have been ministered unto by your words and actions of love. So from the two of us, we thank you for the many times you have blessed our lives here in the States and while in Argentina. I accompanied the pulpit committee when they went to hear you in view of a call, and have always been convinced they were truly led of the Lord to invite you to serve at our church. The years have proved God's continued hand on your lives. Dr. R.G. Lee was widely known for his sermon, Payday Someday, and you will be remembered by me for your Kadesh Barnea. It has blessed many lives, too. May your 35th anniversary at South Norfolk be filled with all joy and love as you remember with deep satisfaction the riches of your ministry there. We love you both. May the well-done, good and faithful servants ring in your ears and hearts now as a preview of what our Lord will say to you when you see him face to face. In Christian love, Mark and Cecile. This next one comes, Dear Frank and Catherine, my sincere congratulations to both of you as you celebrate your 35th anniversary with the South Norfolk Baptist Church. To be sure, God has blessed your ministry immeasurably, and your steadiness, faithfulness, and dedication have paid eternal dividends. I thank God for you personally and for all that you have meant to my family. You are two of God's choicest servants, and I wish God's continued blessings to you in the years to come. Very cordially, Bill William Russ. This one comes from Brazil. We received this when we first sent out notices to the people that we wanted to contact. Dear Kathy, greetings from Brazil in Jesus' precious name. Thank you so much for the invitation to attend the 35th anniversary celebration of Reverend Ms. Frank Hughes Jr.'s ministry there at South Norfolk Baptist Church. I know it will be a grand occasion. I'd love to attend, but it will not be possible since I'm in Brazil and we will not be back in the U.S. until May 1982. But thanks for remembering me anyway. Here's wishing you and yours and all of the South Norfolk Baptist Church family a blessed and wonderful Christmas and the best new year ever. Sincerely in him, Doris Ankrum. Two more. Dear Kathy, I regret my schedule will not permit me to attend the celebration for Frank on February the 7th. He is a very special person in my life. He baptized me in the church he pastored before coming to South Norfolk. South Norfolk Baptist Church is also extra special to me because I was ordained to the gospel ministry there in July 1952. Time flies. I'll be praying for the Hughes and church family to have a spirit-filled 35th anniversary of service on February the 7th. Joyous in Jesus, Eddie Boyd. And then, Dear Frank and Catherine, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Time moves quickly in so many ways. You have been a blessing to many, many lives, and only the eternal books will reveal how many people have been touched and led to the experience of Christ as Lord of their life. I thank my God upon the remembrances of you and your guidance at a time I needed encouragement in the beginning of my ministry for Jesus Christ. You have been an inspiration to me with your faithfulness and devotion to God's word. I have watched the results of your labors through the years, though I have been absent in the flesh. I feel the influence of South Norfolk Baptist Church and your ministry has continued to live through me as I serve our Lord. Thank you for your inspiration in my life. Congratulations upon your 35th anniversary, and may the Lord bless you real good for many more years of service to him. Prayerfully, George Wallet, Jr. These are just a few of the expressions that I'm sure they have received and will be receiving as each one of us come back today between the hours of 3 to 5 to honor Mr. and Ms. Hughes. So we invite you all to come back and be with us.
Frank Hughes, Jr. was born in Currituck County, North Carolina, the second of four children of Frank and Alita Doxy Hughes, and was reared in Princess Anne County, which is now Virginia Beach. He was educated at Wake Forest College and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, Fort Worth, Texas. In August 1942, he was ordained to the gospel ministry by Kempsville Baptist Church. Pastor Hughes came to South Norfolk Baptist Church from Broad Creek Village Baptist Church, which is now named Virginia Heights. He organized this in 1943. He preached his first sermon in the South Norfolk Baptist Church on February the 9th, 1947. And under his able leadership, the membership continued to increase. On May 8, 1955, South Norfolk Baptist dedicated a $252,000 three-story educational building, which was debt-free in 5 years. A radio ministry was begun October 1, 1964. The Sunday evening worship service was broadcast live from the sanctuary over WXRI-FM through November 1980. The first mission of this church was organized and named Southside Baptist Church in March 1952. At a cost of $65,000, our church purchased land and erected the first unit of a church plant in Princess Anne Plaza, where for 15 months, Pastor Hughes preached at two services each Sunday besides his regular schedule in South Norfolk. This mission became a church in 1963. South Norfolk Baptist contributed money to help buy land in Greenbrier for a future church. In addition to his services at South Norfolk Baptist, Pastor Hughes has served as moderator of the Norfolk Baptist Association, president of Norfolk Baptist Ministers Conference, and the Virginia member of the Sunday School Board in Nashville. In cooperation with the Home Mission Board at Atlanta, our church sent him on a preaching mission in Alaska in 1958. He has been in demand as a preacher for revival meetings in Virginia and also in North Carolina. And during these 35 years, 23 young people from this church have studied for Christian service. The names, of course, are listed in the back of your program. Catherine Ann Reed was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, the first of five children of John Layton and Catherine Walkup Reed. As a small child, she moved to Oklahoma, where her father became a missionary, and he was a Presbyterian minister to the Blanket Indians in western Oklahoma. She attended Oklahoma University in Norman, Oklahoma. And after graduation, she went to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary to study religious education. While there, she met Frank Hughes, Jr. They were married in September 1942. They have three sons, Frank III, who's deceased, James Reed, deceased, and Joseph Truett, who is now minister of Devon Baptist Church here in Chesapeake. In addition to her duties as wife, mother, and homemaker, Mrs. Hughes has served her church in many ways, and these include teaching Sunday school classes, teaching study books, and visiting the lost and needy, and serving as WMU president.
Well, you know, I want to thank Billy for doing something that I didn't have nerve to do. I was going to ask the folks to stand who were here when the preacher come, which was 35 years ago, and I can't find very many women who are 35 years old. So I was going to be afraid to do that, Billy. Thank you. You know, 35 years is a long time. And a lot of these young folks, in fact, I glanced up in the balcony. A lot of them weren't born 35 years ago. Neither were you, Joe. But when the preacher came here, I was thinking about something else, too. A fellow I work with, Ike Doxey, I think he's the preacher's uncle. He's related to him anyway. But we work together every day, and I saw him before the preacher came here to the preacher's trial sermon. And he says, NJ says, when my nephew comes over there from Broad Creek, says, you know the stained glass windows and the pews, and says, he's a country boy. Says, and that might excite him. Says, be kind to him. And, but you know, preacher, I didn't think that it bothered you. I don't think it bothered you, sir. But during these 35 years, I got up here to make to present the preacher with something that is very fitting. At our last annual business meeting, the church voted to name our educational building the Frank Hughes Educational Building. It was a fine resolution. It was something that needed to be done. When the preacher came here, we had a register over there that told how many was in Sunday school this Sunday and last Sunday and how many was on roll. And if it was less than 500, we sort of thought it was low. And we had 100 juniors aged 9 to 12 in those rooms up there, and maybe 100 primers over the choir room there. And the preacher saw the need of an educational building. He had the vision, he had the courage that we didn't have until he arrived. So I'm here to present to him a plaque that states a lot of the, well, it states the sentiment of the church, preacher. And we present it to you from the church. Now, if I can burden Mike to hold that, and I'll be through. Oh, he's going to put it up there also. All right, we want you to see that. That is a plaque that I'll read the... I'll see, Mike. I'll be through in 30 minutes. But Mike wouldn't let me sit down before. In fact, I had instructions to pick out his, select a suitable poem. And the poem that is most appropriate to the preacher is one that was written by Kathleen Bridges. It says, "Their loyal hearts, their spirits brave, their souls that are pure and true. And give to the world the best that you have, and the best will come back to you. Give love, and love to your life will flow. Strengthen your deepest need. Have faith, and a score of hearts will show their faith in your word and deed. For life is a mirror of king and of slave. It's just what you are and do. And give to the world the best that you have, and the best will come back to you. Life is truly a mirror. Regardless of our age. Now this plaque, Mike, let me get down here where I can see it. I might have to help get back. The Frank Hughes Junior Education Center. Name, yeah, come over here, preacher. I might not be able, come over here, I might need your help to pronounce the words. All right. The Frank Hughes Junior Educational Building, named in recognition of the Reverend Frank Hughes Jr. for his service to our master, his church, and the community on his 35th anniversary as pastor of the South Norfolk Baptist Church, February the 9th, 1982. Preacher, we thank you. God bless you. And it's been a pleasure to be with you these years.
Appreciate your efforts.
Many years ago, when the pastor was traveling in North Carolina and some places in Virginia on revivals, a trio used to sing. Of course, I was in that trio and a couple of other girls, Sarah Margaret Tatum and Jean Brinson Garrett. And we're going to sing one of those songs that we used to sing with Mr. Hughes. Jesus, Wonderful Lord.
Among cattle in poverty sore, living in meekness by Galilee shore, dying in shame as the wicked once swore. Jesus, wonderful Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. He is my friend, true to the end. He gave himself to redeem me. Jesus, wonderful Lord, friend of the friendless, betrayed and denied, help of the weak in Gethsemane cried, light of the darkness he died. Jesus, wonderful Lord, wonderful, wonderful Jesus. He is my friend, true. Redeem me.
I would like to add this morning the congratulations of the many friends and the churches of the Norfolk Baptist Association to this happy occasion in the life of our patriarch. He is the one who's older than us all. In point of service, anyway. We're delighted, Frank, to be here on this occasion. I was here on the 25th, and we'll be looking forward to the 45th. I don't know. We'll give our minds and hearts to the reading of God's Word. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen and the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And I salve